Oh, what a gloriously beautiful message our Lord has for us tonight. Just beautiful. It is October the 9th, 2015. And the Lord began tonight. Some of you, my brides, are forgetting to spend substantial time in worship with me. And when he said that, I was reminded of a story that Ezekiel had just run into and told me about. And you know how that goes. There's no accidents. So this is the story. Pastor Young Gu Parks died of a stroke and was shown heaven and hell. This is in Korea, I believe. Two angels escorted him to the gates of heaven, and the gates would not open. And he asked, "Why aren't they opening?" The angels said, "You have to worship. You have to sing his praises." He argued that he couldn't sing, and they told him, "But you have to." And when he did, this beautiful voice came out from him, and the gates swung open. Oh, that's beautiful. And here the Lord picked up again, and he said, "I have so many new anointings and gifts for you, my brides. But you must enter into thanksgiving and praise to swing the gates open." It was quite deliberate that the injunction to praise me was written as you entered my house. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God, and is he who made us, and we are his. We are the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. The Lord continued here. There's nothing I will deny a praising, thankful soul. Eventually, every desire of her heart will be fulfilled. But as you throw off the fetters of the day like old rags and reach your hearts up into the heavenly courts to worship, my very arms and heart swing open to receive you, and together we enter into worship, and your soul is restored. How many times have you heard me singing a song over you, Claire? Oh, Lord, more than I can remember. Even 2 days ago in the grocery store, I recognized that you were doing that. That's true. I have been doing it for a very long time. It is only within the last few years that you have recognized I was deliberately singing back to you. As you sing about my beauty, I cannot help but reciprocate, my lovely brides. Yes, I sing over you, in worship, while you are driving, in the store, and in the mornings especially. Yes, I love to sing over you in the mornings and establish your day on the solid foundation of my love and trust in you. I love to remind you of your beauty before me. It is not a beauty of this world. It is heavenly, and a masterpiece to be appreciated by all of heaven. For not only are you the redeemed, but you are as well my very spouse for eternity. And how lovely you are in the garments of praise. Yes, I adorn you according to your state, as Claire has often noted. The colors that you wear are chosen by me and reflect what is currently going on in your life. When you sing to me, when you enter into the lyrics, even without singing, but your heart is thoroughly engaged and expressed through them, there's a certain honey that is released, spiritual honey, both in fragrance ascending to the throne and a calming blanket of adoration that ascends to enfold me as well. You do not yet realize what your worship means to me. If you could see the pockets of darkness around this earth, you would realize that truly earth has many dungeons, places where joy and worship are not practiced, places where I am not known, places ridden with crime, sin, and disease. Then you would see the twinkling lights that spring up in the darkness and shine, twinkle and pulsate with praise. Yes, what you are beholding are praising souls who are glorifying me from the heart, either in song or supplication or in appreciation of all that I have made. It is true that nothing should be a mystery to you. Nothing. All things revert back to me. But you have not yet heard the symphony of the stars, the crickets, the many waters, the fragrant winds. In each of these elements, creation praises me, and therefore I am now calling you all to a higher form of praise. You know, that's interesting because I felt that when I was sitting under the gigantic tree in our yard. I just felt the presence of the Lord so strong in the rustling of the leaves. He continues here, "Worship me in spirit and in truth like never before, but begin with a heart of thanksgiving, noticing all that I have placed around you for your enjoyment. And the rustling of leaves as you walk by, do you know they're clapping their hands? Marvel of marvels, they are praising me who lives inside of you. Yes, they have intelligence and knowledge enough to worship. Have you not read, the trees of the field will clap their hands?" This is Isaiah 55:12. "You will go out with joy. You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands." And Psalm 98:8, "The rivers will clap hands together, and the mountains will sing, and hills will burst into song before you, and all of the trees of the field will clap their hands." Yes, over and over again, all creation worships me. Romans 8:19, "For the anxious longing of creation waits eagerly for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself also will be set free from its slavery to corruption, into the freedom of the glory of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and suffers the pains of childbirth together until now." How could creation suffer if it did not have any consciousness? It couldn't. So you see, everything in union with man is expecting, anticipating liberation along with you. So when you walk in the park or the forest and hear the rustling of leaves, you are hearing my creation worshiping me. Will you not join in and acknowledge them? Do you see? Your thanksgiving and worship are a part of everything I've made. There's nothing that does not sing out my praises. The heavens proclaim the work of my hands. Day after day they pour forth speech, and night after night they reveal knowledge. They have no speech, they have no words, no sound is heard from them. Yet their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. That's Psalm 19. And it's interesting here, as an aside, it says they have no speech and they have no words. Well, we know now that there are vibrations that are can be turned into sound. And you can actually hear the music of the spheres, the music of the stars and the planets. We have the technology now to hear that, which we've never had before. And no doubt they're communicating the glory of God to one another. And another scripture that came to mind was Revelation 14. "And I heard music from heaven, which resembled the sound of many waters and the roar of a loud thunder, and the music which I heard was like that of harpists. So, my brides, what I am telling you is, happy is the soul who worships me. Great are the gifts to be showered on such a one as this. Come into my courts with praise, and watch the doors of heaven swing open and reveal my presence in your midst. Allow the ebullient honey of my love to pour over your weary souls and bask in the fire of my presence. Allow me to restore and equip you anew for the battles ahead, the challenges you face, things unheard of that I've already equipped you for. Yes, enter my heart singing praises, and allow me to endow you with the spark from the eternal fires of my love. And as you go out into the world, the fire of that love burns. It burns everything it comes in contact with. That is why Satan hates praise, hates musicians, and preeminently hates the intimacy we share in the chambers of my heart. Protect this priceless gift and dwell with me, for truly your God inhabits the praises of his people.